Logic's Italian Filippi. This is the author's recording of On Justice, The Need, The Blunder, The Monster by I Don't Care. Music is Ammo Made by Real, currently available from The Wind Album in streaming source, aside from YouTube and Spotify. There are 3 albums, including Wind, in streaming stores right now. By the end of the year, I will remove those albums, and all my music will be available only in Bandcamp. I did remove them earlier because of you, my listeners, so that we can forge new relationships. Hopefully. One not mediated by injustice. But as new music beckons me, yeah, I have to say that. I had to. Anyway, but as new music beckons me, I can no longer, pay attention to a medium I believe maltreated me in homelessness. Yeah, for absolutely no good reason. In fact, no reason at all. Thanks for understanding. Ideologics author's notes. I watched a movie about Alan Turing recently, and given the fact that I could see the tears coming 2 billion miles away, or rather, 2 light years, 2 billion light years away. And that seems quite rather infinitesimally approaching. But that, yeah, I watched it anyway because it was Alan Turing. You see, my readers, England killed that amazing man in 1954 for being homosexual. Never mind the rumors of his suicide. And it reminds me of how ugly justice can be. So ugly, in fact, it is hardly ever able to capture its own reflection in the mirror. It's crazy. I'm so you and also here we are together. And this essay is free because of the Free Books for Life course. Let's come to you today. There's no greater good you can do. None that I see. None beautifies the world like the enablement of mind, of soul, of all that can be and choose to be free. Thank you for being here. This is On Justice, The Need, The Blunder, The Monster by I Don't Care. Copyright Ideologics, all rights reserved. The disparity between liberty and justice is as much as the equivocation of justice as fairness, as a burning freight train, unaware of its departure or perpetually and unproportionally trying to port. When you cause the inequality notation over in mathematics to achieve something as a means to an end, you must change the direction of the symbolic representation. That burning freight train is not merely an abstraction. Bear with the need to discuss mathematics and physics here briefly. For mathematical minds, the conception of divergence instantly implicates the conception of convergence as some opposing reality and limits and continuity. For a reasoning distinctive mathematical mind like mine, this conception within its limit and outside it is erroneous in nature. Astronomically, I reason that the conception of divergence in physics must also implicate convergence in an eventual spatial-temporal framework. My intuition with the knowledge of physics implied it, and I have drawings in chapters 10 and 11 of an animated life ELW for the same conception without much explanation yet. That will come later. That is, the error in calculus is not in some infinitesimal conception of continuum, but that of separable spatial-temporal frameworks. It is in the misconception of space, in this case, spatial disparities and propensities. For instance, convergence and divergence don't act similarly in the differentiated x-coordination, and XY coordination. But this is a subject of discussion in future chapters of an animated life, ELW. It is very important to note here that conception matters, and it is largely, especially for distinction of mind and freedom of intellect, individual. Therefore, conceptual perspectives are also distinct and individualistic. We cannot merely imagine this as some imagination. They are honed by individuals in consideration. That said, the purpose of this essay is a subject everyone has the right and duty to be knowledgeable on, justice. Why is this important, especially for those who do not understand the physics and mathematics I discussed earlier? The procession of justice, its procedural instigation, its socio-political implications, applications, impressions, and oppression affects our life whether we like it or not. I learned this especially in an incurably hard way. I am still fighting for justice in places I wouldn't have thought injustice would be, live, breed. Conception matters. It is the realistic aspect of justice. It should never be undermined as something lesser, yet more importantly, for something idealistic, something utopian. This essay was conceived upon my stroll upon Justice as Fairness by John Rawls in a free books library. The Book of Political Philosophy describes justice as fairness, society as a fair system of cooperation. Cooperation is a very enigmatic word because it requires consent, and consent requires a meeting of minds. That is, a full and adequate understanding of what you are agreeing to. So we must find out the meaning of fairness. Fairness has three main definitions relevant to this essay. Quality of being light-colored, beauty, and non-discriminatory impartiality or just treatment. If I was to be sarcastic at this moment, I would say justice is not for the ugly. But this serious discussion I cannot afford to be peripheral. Ironically, so it is, especially because Rawls defines justice as fairness, as conceptual, something that cannot afford to be merely peripheral. The first definition, the quality of being light-colored, is rather exposing, that is, it is apparent and attention-drawing. There is a level of conceptual possession to it, but it is rather perceptual conception. There is no cognitive conceptual procession to it, except for perception. Perception is a subject of consideration, an inferential variable, rather than the cognitive machinery for rationality or reasonability. The second definition, beauty, is particular and loud in its attempt to demand attention, but not for any reason deeply reasonably or essentially conceptual, but as a byproduct of our senses. Beauty cannot be reasoned. Something that is either present or not present and can never be both present and not present, or both absent and not absent, cannot be rationalized. It is rather easy, does not demand conceptual possession. Non-human animals understand the affinity of beauty and can never be able to, in any measure of neurological possession, align it with justice. There is no intellectual procession to it. Here, he must now follow this line of thought, and he must say it as I say it. Every relativity in English, from one word to another, is usually rationalized. I should know because I have studied it and I work with it every day. However, could anyone rationally link fairness to justice in any proper capacity based on the relativity between the words? Let's look at the saying, all is fair in love and war. The relativity here is apparent. It is a brute rationale for the harsh realities and savagery of war. One may argue it is quite an opposing reality to what may be foundational to any reasonable or rationalizable sense of justice. But I don't want to be too harsh here. Rawls has brought across some rather biblical sense of utopian idealism that may be reasonable, maybe, but it is not rationalizable. I don't want to say this is rather anti-realism, because I don't want to fall into the abstract realism hole where beauty becomes totally redundant as well. Yet it isn't. In realism, it will be made separable from the perceptual inferential variable it is. It will be in the particular referential and in the general inferential. Regardless, it is not cognitive. And the realistic procedural nature of conceptual realism becomes an abstraction in perpetuity of inferential cognitive deduction of particular, non-particular induction of possible rationalizable or reasonable judgment calls. While justice retains the definition of near perfection in this case, if not perfection as justice as fairness, it is non-realizable. It is an abstraction warm of perpetual incongruity, or may I rather say ugliness. It is not equivocal or equitable, cannot be in the equation particular and necessary life, but always an overwhelming aspect of it. That is, in realistic terms, that has nothing to do with realism or anti-realism. It is that perpetual incongruity. It is ugly. Oh, it is not justice. It cannot be fair to victims from the inception of a crime down the non-enumerative rabbit hole of judicial procession towards a measure of possible equivalence of crime to punishment. Therefore, relativistic and non-relativistic perspectives matter. That justice is fairness is from a narrow and particular perspective, much of a privilege rather than objective one. This notion, a personal inclination or tendency rather than conception of justice, is redundantly actualizable, semantically externalizable. That is, one is more emotionally induced without much need for the procedural necessity of rationalization or reasonability than the other. It is rather a blunder, a mistake made in the making of society that must always be ratified for its very own merit, unreasonable, unrationalizable, but must always be accounted for. It is important here that I discuss equality and liberty without visiting the same non-enumerative rabbit hole implied. Rawls sows the seeds of some utopian form of unity by developing a conflict between equality and liberty, evoking a yield to cooperation, necessitating a framework of thought. It is important here that I discuss equality and liberty without visiting the same non-enumerative rabbit hole implied. Rawls sows the seed of some utopian form of unity by developing a conflict between equality and liberty, evoking a yield to cooperation, necessitating a framework of thought on which the consensus of justice as fairness is established. I find that the conflict between equality and liberty is not merely incongruent in their medium of influence, that is psychoaffective, a notion irrelevant to the levity of the act and influence of justice, socio-affective. Justice should be fundamentally extraneous of the two. The realistic perspective rather nullifies the possibility of conflicting interest. I find complacency and complementing consensus in unreasonable and unrationalizable conceptions of justice when it is indeed beneficial to qualifiers in the concession to the notion of justice as fairness. Justice must exist and persist for the need of its integrity, the hand to its own hand. There isn't a realistic or integral aspect of it that fairness has the ability to capture. Justice is a conceptual and a procedural necessity to the wellness of being in society, a socio-political need, a socio-political blunder, a socio-political monster. It's true. Reality beats dreams. Heaven's your fantasy. You drop it. The whole world comes alive. I have. Here. has been an AG Logic production. Music used is by Real, available on Bandcamp. Please support the Free Books for Life course. You will never regret this support. Thank you for being here.